that he allows us that we can gather like this again today.
Simbonga futhi uNkulunkulu ngakho konke asenzela khona nangokusebenza kwakhe.
We thank the Lord for all that he does for us and for his working amongst us.
uNkulunkulu muhle uyasipha konke esidingayo okokuphila.
God is good and he gives us everything that we need for our lives.
Sinezinkonzo ehlukahlukene ngokuchichima. Uyasipha imvula, uyasipha nelanga.
The Lord gives us services in abundance. The Lord gives us rain. He gives us sun.
Kukhona ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi umuntu ngokobuntu abone ngathi imvula isiningi, ilanga selishisa kakhulu. Imvula siyayidinga ey'tshalweni zonke ey'tshalwayo ukuze ikwazi ukuphila.
And we as people can so often think that now the rain is too much or the sun is too hot, but the plants need that rain so that they may grow.
Uma selinile siyalidinga futhi ilanga ngoba iy'tshalo ziyalidinga ilanga khona ezikudlayo kulilanga. Bengibuka nje masihambe endaweni ezihlukene umbila ukhahlelile uthelile muhle khona ukudingayo elangeni ukuze ukhahlele kahle uphile kahle futhi.
And after the rain has fallen, the plants need the sun. The sun is there. The plants need that which comes from the sun. I was on the way and I saw how the maize had sprung up, how the plants were growing, and they need the sun.
Ngakho siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
And we thank the Lord for that.
Umuntu uyalidinga izwi likaNkulunkulu ahlale enkonzweni alalele adle ukudla kokomoya. Uyadinga umuntu ukuthi alalele umculo acula idumisa iNkosi. Lokho kuyawondla umphefumulo wakhe.
And we need, as people, we need God's word. We need to feed ourselves on God's word, and that we may be together and that we can sing together, we need that.
Siyadinga futhi ukuthi sesisodwa sizifundele nathi izwi likaNkulunkulu.
But we also need that if we are alone, that we read God's word.
Futhi noma silapha esikhona sesixoxile saxoxa ngakho konke sixoxa ngakho kuhle okwakhayo sixoxe nangoNkulunkulu wethu sikhulume ngaye uNkulunkulu wethu simbabaze simdumise ezingxoxweni zethu.
And there where we have our conversations together, it is also necessary that we talk about God and that we share about God.
Njengoba sikhuluma ke ngokusebenza kaNkulunkulu endaweni ngeindawo, njengoba sikhuluma nje baphumile abanye abazalwane baye emagatsheni ahlukahlukena kwasiza abantu.
And as we say how the Lord is working, there are various teams that have gone out to go and preach the gospel.
Abanye futhi sebeneyinsukwana behambile base Mozambique baqhuba indaba khona kuyasebenzeka futhi khona. Sibakhumbuleni nabo emkhulekweni yethu eMozambique.
And there are those that have been away for a few days already. They are in Mozambique. Let us think, remember them in our prayers.
Ake sivale namehlo ke sithandazi.
Let us close our eyes and pray.
Siyakubonga Baba wethu osezulwini ngobuhle bakho.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your goodness.
Lokhu nje ukuthi usiphe imvula kangaka, usiphe nelanga. Siyakudumisa ngalokho.
Lord, that you send us rain and that you give us the sun, we praise you for that.
Siyaqonda uNkulunkulu wethu ukuthi zikhona ezinye indawo abangenayo imvula kahle, abangenawo amanzi kahle, kwangathi ungabakhumbula nalabo abanjalo.
And Lord, we remember those that haven't had rain and that are lacking water. We ask that you would remember them.
Siyakhumbula abazalwane bethu abase Mozambique, kwangathi umusa wakho ungaba nabo kukho konke abakwenzayo okokuqhuba indaba yakho.
Lord, we remember those who are in Mozambique. Be gracious to them as they spread your gospel.
Sikhumbula nalabo abaphumile abayemagatsheni abahamba ngeimoto bezobuye balekelela abazalwane endaweni ngeindawo ukubahambisa einkonzweni sengathi isandla sakho esigcina sivikela umuntu singaba phezu kwabo njalo.
Lord, and we remember all those vehicles that have gone out to go to the different branches that help with bringing the people to the services. We ask that for your protection over each one.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu wethu ngabapha futhi amazwi avele enhlizweni yakho, bakhulume wona, bawakhulume njengobuthanda wena.
Lord, give them the words that come from your heart that you may speak through them.
Ngisho nalala ekhaya la esikhona, uNkulunkulu wethu, kwangathi umusa wakho ungaba kanye nathi, usebenze ukhulumisane nezinhliziyo zethu.
And Lord, as we are gathered here together at home, please be gracious to us and speak to our hearts.
Usiphe inhliziyo ivulekile ithambile nezamukelayo izwi lakho.
Give us, Lord, open hearts that are soft to accept your word.
Sibusise uNkulunkulu wethu ngalo izwi lakho, sibusise ngisho nangokucula kwekhwaya.
Please, Lord, bless the reading of your word and the singing of the choir.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
We ask this all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Sicela ikhwaya lisiculele bese sishiyela ke kwincwebu kaNkulunkulu.
We'll ask the choir to come forward and sing, and then we leave it over to the servant of the Lord.
Choir is going to sing three songs. The first one will be in Sotho, where we sing about the brethren that have gone before us. We remember them. We remember those that God sent out and how they were faithful. And we pray for ourselves that we'll also be faithful right to the end, that we will obey Him, walk in obedience every day, and that we can also eventually say, or even now that we can say, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord, that we look forward to His return. The second one will be in English, and then we're going to sing a Zulu song at the end that says, they are asking me, why are these young people like this? Why are these people like this? It is because of the Lord Jesus. He has changed us completely. He's made us new, and we've been completely set free from sin. Sin doesn't have a hold on us anymore. So we are free, and we praise Him for that, and we want to continue to live for Him every day of our lives.
Wayehlanganyela nabafundi bakhe ebafundisa echitha isikhathi nabo nathi njengabazalwane namhlanje kumele sizame ukwenza njalo sihlanganyele njalo ndawonye bese sonke simemeza uNkulunkulu simdumise simcethe Maranatha uNkulunkulu buye masinyane bese lesibile lesingisi elithi qhumukani ngentokozo enkulu Nizungeza isiyoni nina abahlala khona esiyoni nibona ukuthi uNkulunkulu unakekela kangakanani zungezani indonga zakhona nibone babaze ukuqina kwesiyoni ngoba uNkulunkulu uyena olilondayo isiyoni sesithi ngalokho tshela nezukulwane ezayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu wethu phakade naphakade bese sicina ngalesizulu.
Thank you. We thank the Lord for this opportunity that we can, on a hot day, sit at his feet.
Days
will never be the same. Maybe the Lord wants to test you on a hot day to see what goes in here,
what
stays in here.
I want
to say,
this morning when I walked in, I saw the flowers.
At
the
zee,
and then I looked, they are so beautiful, isn't it?
At how? Ah, tuba mfundis es fundis. Imizietu unjane makaya.
And then I thought, Reverend Stingen has been teaching us many times. I wonder how is it in our
house. Lakho namhlanje noma umuntu avakashele ekhaya ohlangabeza ngakuphika ekhaya ohlangabeza into enhle imvelo kaNkuluNkulu uNkuluNkulu wayidala noma oplastic nje.
If one visits your home just now, what will he see? Will he see the beauty of God's nature which he created, or it will be just plastic?
Asifani. Asifani ngaphele yabona umuntu mayevakashela noma ayendawona thisi oqala akabuka umuzi uthi muhle umuzi ubuka uthi unjani ngaphandle sengiyantshela ke imfihlakalo unjani ngaphandle utshani unjani kusikiwe yini uyisikhotha yini uyabona ukuthi asifani.
We are not the same. Some people, when they visit, the first thing, they don't mind about the building of the house, but they look at the yard, the garden. How are the flowers, the grass? Is it trimmed, cut well? We are not the same.
Abona, siyizizwe ehlukene. Kodwa thina okhokho bethu bavela eMajalimane. Uqala sami sibuke ukuthi amabhloma anjani kodwa la ekhaya akhona yini? Akhona ukutshaliwa yini kuhle la ekhaya? Yabona ukuthi sibuka ngingafa kodwa mhlambe maNkulunkulu ekuvakashela naye khona akufunayo kuhle emzini wakho.
Now we are different nations. My forefathers are from Germany. We, when we walk in, we first look at the flowers. Are there flowers? And also when God visits you, he's looking for something.
The first thing you look is the garden. Maybe that we inherited from my mother and grandmother. That I think of the best gardens you can imagine. So when you come, you look. You look, what does it look like outside? Because maybe the outside shows the inside.
Ngakho uma ufika uyabuka ukuthi kunjani ngaphandle ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi ngaphandle lona liveze okungaphakathi.
Yeah. Sengiyantshela imfihla ka lezi nsuku esafundiswa abadala. Ukuthi uma ufika khona kungashanyeliwe ngaphakathi. Abanye bayazi bayezwe lokho ngikushoyo. Kushanyele yini?
Akho abagcwele amaphepha agcwele uthi
Now I'm telling you the secret. The older people taught us that when you walk
these days,
when you get into a place, look at the outside. If it's full of papers all over.
The person said, if you're not prepared to sweep the floor of the house, of the room, wherever you are, even of your own business, even if it doesn't belong to you, if you don't sweep and that person comes in, what? Is this house like this? Is it dirty like this? You see, people gauge us. And maybe, I said, that's what your heart looks like. As dirty as the floor, so is your heart. And so, people, you know, God has created so many different things which we can make something beautiful.
Yeah.
It's not just made for others, it's made for you and it's made for me. That when he maybe even comes, he visits the Garden of Eden, even to see the beauty of that garden. Now when he visits your garden, you know what it looks like.
Azakhele omunye umuntu kodwa azakhelwe mina nawe ukuthi sizisebenzise uNkulunkulu uyafika ezovakashela entsimini njengoba ayifika entsimini yase Eden mayifika kweyakho ubonani
hayi baba ngiyangitshala ama orange kuba mangitshala ama orange kovela ubufe la mabhadi la ekhaya hawu uNkulunkulu utshala ama orange ukuthi kuvela amabhadi utshala uphuna utshala ukhwathe pheko vela amabhadi angaziki uNkulunkulu wakho ukuthi unjani lokubulala ngoba utshala into yakhe hayi angaziki.
And then some might say
people they understand Some people are very superstitious. They say if you plant an avocado tree, you will die. There's bad luck coming. Now, did God create an avocado so that you can have bad luck? Well, then we should have had bad luck with all the evos around us. This morning text we find out of John chapter 15. It's a word that's been on my heart for some time. But it's my prayer that as you listen, God will elaborate it even more. John chapter 15, we'll read from the first verse. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray. These words were ordained by you to be written in the book of life, your word.
Baba wethu osezulwini siyakhuleka lamazwi agcotshwa kubalotshwa encwadini yakho yokuphila eyizwi lakho.
Now we pray that it would be life unto us.
Siyakhuleka manje Nkosi ukuthi aphile kithi.
And where words do not reach, may you reach through your Holy Spirit.
Kuthi la mazwi engafinyeleli khona ufinyelele Nkosi ngomoya wakho ongcwele.
Amen.
Amen.
My text for today is actually verse 3, but we'll read from the first verse. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, he cuts away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, to make it more and richer and more excellent fruit.
Ilelo nalelo gatsha elikimi elingatheli izithelo uyalisusa. Ilelo nalelo elithela izithelo uyalihlunga kuba lithele kakhulu.
You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I've given you.
Nina senhlanzekile ngezwe engilikhulume kini.
Dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me.
Shalani gemi, nami gini. Njengalokhu igatsha lingethele izithelo ngokwalo, kuphela uma lihlala emvinini, kanjalo nani kuphela uma nihlala kimi.
So Christ is a true vine.
Ngakho uKristu ngumvino wona wona.
And if you go to our nursery, you will understand what grafting is.
Uma uya le nursery yethu uzoqonda ukuthi ugraft ukuthumisa
kuyini. So you get the true vine, and you as a branch get grafted to this true vine.
UKristu umvino wona wona bese wena njengegatsha ufakwa kuyena.
It's a process.
Kuyinto eqhubekayo.
Very delicate process.
Into ebucayi.
But with God's help, it's possible.
Kodwa ngosizo lukaNkulunkulu kuyenzeka.
And in many, many instances, you need a good rootstock, which is the vine, the Christ, to be grafted on. Otherwise, the rootstock can even pass on disease to the branch.
And our
Heavenly Father is a vine dresser. He sees to it that it grows.
Unkulunkulu Baba wethu osezulwini ungumlimi uyena obhekayo ukuthi kukhule.
In the Old Testament, in Genesis, we find Jacob blessing his 12 sons at the end of his life. And when he gets to Joseph, he blesses him with these words. You will be a fruitful vine by a fountain, Its branches run over a wall.
Uyakuba umvini othelayo ongasemfuleni onamagatsha awo alengele phezu komfula.
You won't just be a vine, Joseph.
Ngeke nje Joseph
kube umvini. You'll be a fruitful vine.
Kodwa uzoba umvini othelayo.
And that wall that will stop you, we'll grow over it. And we remember in the life of Joseph what he had to experience, although he was a vine, a fruitful vine. Joseph had to go through a lot of pruning. He went through, and that pruning consisted of hardships. He was hated by his own family, by his brothers. They threw him into a well. They sold him as a slave. The woman in Egypt, that evil woman, attacked him. To be able to bring him down, would have liked to have bring him, brought him down. He was thrown into prison. Can you imagine a life worse than that? These days I heard of a family. Young couple. They couldn't have children. Medically, they were helped. After many, many years. These days, last week, they had an accident. Somebody drove into them. The two children were killed. Think of that, children. Think of that. Your life can come to an end anytime. Anytime. And if God has called you, and you've made a promise, and you don't adhere to it, what will we say at your grave?
Think
of those little children. The parents waited for many years, and in an instant they were taken away. They ended up with having broken bones in an ICU. You know, and so people go through life. Some instances we don't understand at all, and I think we'll never understand.
But
one thing is for sure, we who love Christ, who are grafted to that vine, everything works to the best of that branch.
I don't
think Joseph would have achieved in Egypt what he achieved, taking over the whole agricultural field, planting. I often think to myself, how on earth did he get that right? How could he do it to turn a country upside down? But it's this determination that was born in his heart, that was created by God, that brought it that far.
Ngicabange ngoJoseph ukuthi kwengeka kwazi ukwenza ngaphanga amandla akhe, mawucabanga esebenza ezolimo igibhithe lonke elima eqoqa ukudla, wengakwenza kanjani ngaphandle kokuthi kube nalokho kuyimisela kwakuzaleke ngaphakathi kuye.
You see, when you look at yourself, maybe when you look where you come from, and you look at yourself today, you marvel at what God could do in a person's life. And hardships are a good pruning tool. It prunes at its very, very best. Believe me, you don't see it at that moment, but it is so. It produces the best fruit it can get. And we see that clearly in Joseph's life. Many times, God has to bring a person low. Because he knows a human. He knows the human height. heart.
He
knows pride.
He
knows what pride does in a man's life. It kills him, it destroys him without the owner of it knowing. Last Sunday we heard of Moses. 40 years. Imagine it. 40 years going through a difficult life. If we think it's hot today, you go to the desert. You look after sheep in a desert. Then maybe we'll understand what hot is.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Moses must have gone through? He was a human being. He must have longed home. He must long to the family to see something green, to see something different. He did maybe at times, yes. But can you imagine a life like that?
But
what did God do?
God, unkulunkulu wenzani?
He brought out the very best in Moses.
Wakhiqiza okuphambili ngoMose.
Thina sifuna ukuhlupheka, sifuna ukuphatha ngetrain nje. Umuntu mayenginyathela nje, aw. Akakholwa umubi cha uNkulunkulu mhlawu akakunyathela wakunyathathe ngqi manje ubone nje how ampela ngampela uNkulunkulu angasebenza akuhlunga ngampela impilo yakho.
We don't want to experience hardships. We just want to be treated and be carried on a tray. If someone just step on your toes, you suddenly think that person doesn't believe, but maybe it's God sending that person to prune you.
And he teaches us to die.
We ask fundisa futhi ukuba sife.
He teaches us to be able, like a duck coming out of the water, that the water just runs off its back.
We ask fundisa ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi njenge dada likuthi maliphuma emanzini liphuma amanzi egijima ngemuva qathaka phansi.
And so the Lord says, whom I love I chastise, whom I love I prune. I prune that it becomes excellent fruit.
Ngakho inkosi ithi engibathandayo ngiyabalaya ngiyabasola ukuba bathele izithelo ezinhle kakhulu.
We grow peppers.
Sitshala uphepha thina.
You would be surprised that those plants today, if you look at them, are plus minus 5 meters higher and more.
Uzomangala namhlanje mawuzibheka lezo zihlahla mawuyibuka cishe ziwu 5 meter noma ngaphezulu.
It's to the height of that plank where it's written.
Zicishe ifike lapha phezulu kule laplango elibhaliwe.
And you know why?
Uyazi ngani?
Because we prune them.
Ngoba siyazihlonga sizithe.
We look after them.
Siyazinakekela.
If it was just the bush that's growing,
uma bekuzoba ihlahla nje likhulayo,
it wouldn't grow high than maybe a meter or a meter and a half. Maybe sometimes a little bit more. But the quality of the fruit is never the same. So pruning is a needed tool in our lives, we like it or not. And often, Reverend Stegan would say, if we're not to prepare to be a doormat, you know what's a doormat? A doormat. It's there, which puts you in front of your entrance of the house and people walk over it with their muddy shoes, with this and that. And you're still alive to it? Still alive to your feelings? To your opinions?
Kaningi bamfundisi uyasho athi ngaphandle kokuthi uzimisele ukuba umata obekwa phambi komnyango nyathole ngabantu ngodaka nentuli nakho ngakho konke bedlula kukhona.
And that's why the Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
When
he walked with them, he talked to them. He pruned their lives through the words that he spoke. And when they accepted, were obedient to his word, he taught them the next lesson. It's very, very interesting. You know, we think he just talked with them, he told them, stories. No. He was teaching them secrets of heaven, like you hear every day, every Sunday. God is teaching you and I. He's teaching us. He's preparing us. He wants our lives to bring fruit to the world.
Tina siyesicabanga ukuthi iyayikhuluma nje inkosi kodwa ibafundisa yenza ibafundisa izimpilo zasezulwini njengoba kwenziwa la isonto nesonto siyafundisa ukuze impilo zethu zikhule.
And that's why he spoke these words, and that's why we read, and we'll get to that point. These very words that he spoke were words of life, words of cleaning, and words of pruning.
Ingakho inkosi ikhuluma lamanzi esofika kuona lamanzi okuphila amazwi ahlungayo ahlanzayo.
And so the vine dresser, our heavenly Father, takes his time with us to prepare our lives.
Ngakho umlimi ubaba wethu sezulwini uzinika isikhathi asilungise.
As he prepared Joseph over many, many years, Joseph didn't give up. He didn't run back home. He didn't desert. But he stayed there where God wanted him to be, even if it was most difficult.
Njengoba ayilungisa uJosefa lapho uNkulunkulu emsebenza emlungisa azange abaleke aphindele ekhaya kodwa wahlala la uNkulunkulu
emlungisa. Now when it's difficult, we humans try and just withdraw. We just withdraw. It's too difficult. I can't do it. And you know all the words that you speak, how it's impossible.
Thina ngokwabantu sivele sithi ayi ngcono ngihoxe ngihlehle ngoba kulukhuna kwenzeki bese sikhuluma amazwi amaningi uyawazi.
Kodwa sonke isikhathi uNkulunkulu uyakuthatha. Akuthatha ahlunga ahlunge. Kubhlungu hawo kubhlungu kubhlungu. Kodwa lo obalekayo hawe egcineni kuzoba ihlathi. Hlathi nje.
But God always takes us and he prunes us. It's very painful, but it takes time. He prunes us. If you run away, eventually it will become a bush.
And what must our Heavenly Father feel? Think of it. You're a parent. I'm a parent. Children don't understand. One day you'll understand, and maybe it's going to be too late. But you understand what our Heavenly Father must feel when he plants a choice vine and suddenly it's wild grapes, they sour. Just the opposite.
Awucabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzwani abazali bayakwazi lokho izingane azikwazi mhlambe ziyokuqonda ngelinilanga isikhathi sesedlule. Uma uNkulunkulu etshala umvino phambili omuhle kodwa kuvela izithelo ezimuncu zasendle.
As a farmer, you know what it is to plant something and expect something out of it. You taste that fruit. And you know what it is like when it's acceptable and tastes good? When you pick it, how much more our Heavenly Father? Think about it. Think about it. Delve upon it. What does your Heavenly Father feel about your life?
Njengomlimi uyazi mawutshalile isithelo usulindele ukuthi uzothola isithelo esihle mawususika uyakwazi ukuthi sihle noma sibi awucabanga uNkulunkulu osezulwini ukuthi ulindelene empilweni yakho ukubukusise ujule.
And that's why the Lord speaks to us his words, not just for anything. No. Maybe you've had a hard head. You've gone your way ever since maybe you've been on the mission. And God has always tried through different ways, maybe through your children, to get to your heart, to tell you, listen here, not like this.
Mhlambe wena uNkulunkulu uyazama uzama ukufinyelela kuwena akungeneki mhlambe unenkani wenza ngendlela yakho mhlambe selokwafika la emishini uNkulunkulu uzama indlela eziningi mhlambe nangengane zakho ukuthi akwenziwa kanje kodwa kwenziwa
kanje. But you know, ask yourself, because in John chapter 8 we read the Lord Jesus says,
kodwa ke uzibuze lo mbuzo ngoba ngokaJohane sahluko sika 8 khona sikufundayo.
He says, the Lord says, Because my word has no entrance, makes no progress, does not find any place in you. Now the Lord Jesus, he knew. We heard these days. He knows our heart. He can't trust man because of his heart. And now he says, you know what? I know. My word can't find place. And why? That's why it doesn't bring fruit in your life, because it finds no place.
Manje uNkulunkulu lapha uthi izwi alitholi indawo ukuthi likwazi ukumila lithele izithelo. Ingakho sizizwile kulezi insuku ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi akabhobokelananga nabo ngoba ubezazi inhliziyo zabo. Izwi lakhe alitheli ngoba alitholi indawo.
Just think, God spends time, years and years, 40 years. He spends maybe with your life. And he says, you know what? I've tried. But my word just does not find place in your heart. Because it's your very own heart, your very own thinking, that's a stumbling block.
Awucabange mhlamba iminyaka engamashumi amane uNkulunkulu uyazama kodwa uthi izwi lami lingeni enhlizweni yakhe lithola indawo ngenxa yokuthi inhliziyo yakho inenkani iyona isikhubekiso.
Listen to what somebody said.
Awulalele kwasho omunye.
The only way you can be saturated with the thoughts of Christ is to saturate yourself with the book that is all about him. You see, if you want Christ to fill your life, to work in your life, to prune your life, then you've got to spend your time with the pruning shears.
Manje uyabona mawufuna uKristu ukuba agcwalise impilo yakho ayihlungi impilo yakho kumele uzinike isikhathi njalo ube seduze kwesikele sokuthenga.
You know, we find with our avocado trees.
Esikutholayo ngehlahla zethu kaKwatapele.
Sometimes we prune them.
Kwesinye isikhathi siyazithena.
Suddenly there comes out a shoot.
Bese khona lapho kuqhamuka ikhikizela
ekhula.
Mawulibheka.
You think, wow, this tree is going to be full of fruits.
The
way it grows.
Indlela esikhula ngayo.
But let me tell you, you can look as hard as you want. That branch has got no fruit.
Kodwa ke ngikutshene ungabheka uzukhathale lelo gatsha lingabi
nasithelo. When you look at it, when you hear it speak, when you hear it knows always better. We call it a bull shoot. And if you don't prune that thing properly and quickly, you're wasting all your energy on it.
Kodwa uma ungabe ulalela ulibuka indlela elenza ngayo lazi yonke into liyakhuluma leligatsha sinegama esilibiza ngayo leligatsha uma ungalisusa ulinqamule liwadla wonke amandla esithele.
Yeah. And then you think it's right. And then you think it's good. In the meantime, a farmer, the heavenly farmer, sees exactly knows weight. You know what? Jakals praise a start. That's it. We say that Jekyll praises his own tail. Maybe it's got a beautiful tail. I don't know. But you blow your own trumpet. That's it. You blow your own trumpet. It's so good. It sounds so clear. But there's no fruit.
uNkulunkulu uyabuka esezulwini naye uyabona ukuthi leli gatsha alinasithelo alenzi lutho liyakhula nje liyamosha ngale yondlela kufana nokuthi umuntu uyazincoma yena uzibona emuhle kodwa akukho lutho.
Fruit don't speak.
Isithelo asikhulumi.
You see it.
Kodwa uyasibona.
And you taste it.
Usinambithe.
But friends, if we saturate ourselves with things of this world, with things of this world become and up and take so much of the time, and these things influence our life, how on earth can God's word saturate our life and work in our life?
Uma sizigcwalisa ngezinto zezwe kube izona ezithatha isikhathi esiningi empilweni yethu izwi likaNkulunkulu lizosebenza kanjani empilweni yethu.
And it's important. It's important that you know the vine dresser also. It's of utmost importance. Number one in your life is that holy God that you should have a relationship more than anything else.
Okokuqala okusemqwaka kakhulu kwazana naye lo mlimi uNkulunkulu osezulwini oyena yena ongcwele kube uyena oxhumana naye empilweni yakho.
No wonder maybe you're full of bull shoots. Full of bull. It looks good. It's beautiful. Everything is in its place. But when Christ came to the fig tree, it looked so good. Everything was in its place. But there was no fruit.
Akumangalisi mhlambe kubonakala lamakhikhizela akhula ngamandla angathanda izithelo kodwa akukho lutho. UKristu efika esihlahleni somkhiwane kwakukuhle elindele isithelo kodwa kwasisasingekho.
And the end of the story is he cursed that tree.
Indaba yagcina ukuthi asiqhalekise
lesi. Don't just juggle around. This is serious matters. Because the Lord looks at it. He expects something from you. Do you want it or you don't want it?
Ungakuthathi kalula lokhu uNkulunkulu ulindele ukuthola isithelo empilweni yakho uthanda noma ungathandi.
When the world looks, it should be envious of that fruit that's hanging on the tree.
Uma izwe libuka kufanele lisihawukele lesi sithelo esilenge sihlahleni.
Not the leaves of the tree.
Hayi nje amaqabunga omuthi.
Because that doesn't say everything.
Ngoba amaqabunga wakhuluma lutho.
I've had plants that look so good and you expect so much of them. But when you look later at the yield, what it produces, it's far from what it should have been.
Sengike ngaba nezihlahla ezinamaqabunga amahle ezibukeka kahle kodwa mase ubheka isithelo obusilindele sincane kunalokho bekufanele.
And if that glass is full of your own things and is saturated, what you read and what you see and what you hear, if the heavenly water comes, if the heavenly word comes, how shall it find place? You tell me, how will it find place? It's a simple equation in life.
Uma ngabe inglazi yamanzi igcwele lokho okucabangayo, lokho okufundile, lokho okwaziyo, uma kufika amanzi asezulwini azongena kanjani kuleyo nglazi ngoba into esobala ebonakalayo.
And so God has called us that we should sit under his word. Remember that. Don't take it lightly. You are tired. I wish, when will it stop? When will this? No. God called you here so that you can sit under his word and be washed and cleansed.
uNkulunkulu ukubizela ukuba uhlale phansi kwezwi lakhe ugezwe uhlanjululo ungasho ukuthi ukazi uyoqeda nini kazi uyophetha nini kodwa uNkulunkulu ukubizile ukuza kuhlanze.
In verse 2 we read that the Lord cleanses and reprunes repeatedly. You hear that?
Everything lesibili siyafunda ukuthi inkosi iyasihlunga iphindaphinda.
When you come to Christ,
mawuza kuKristu,
and you give your life to him,
bese unikela ngempilo yakhe kuye,
it's an act from your side.
Isenzo leso osenza wena.
He grafts you onto the vine.
Bese yena ekhuma emvinini okuyiwona.
Onto the real vine who is Christ.
Emvinini okuyiwona wona oKristu.
Now you are grafted.
Manje
not to your own self anymore, but to that vine.
Manje usuxhunyiwe hayi kuqobo kodwa kuwo umvini lo oKristu.
And when you grow now, he sees, no wait, this branch is a wild branch. It's a bull shoot. I need to cut it immediately. And you think, wow, you know what? I thought it's so good. I thought, you know what? This is now real, my real gift, what God. And somebody comes and he just cuts it off. And you are despondent and want to give up.
bese mase khula abone uNkulunkulu ukuthi kodwa leli gatshe elikhule eceleni elasendle kufuna linqunywe bese uthi awu kodwa bengithi sona sipho sami uNkulunkulu angiphesona qhamuka omunye anqume leyo nto bese uyadumana.
And the Bible says he does it so that every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more richer and more excellent fruit.
Uthiwa uNkulunkulu ukwenza lokhu kuze lelo gatshe elithelayo lithele kakhulu izithele ezinhle eziphambili.
Maybe you and I think, well, that was good.
Mhlambe mina nawe sithi ayi bekukuhle.
You know what? That was blessed.
Uthi hayi impela kube yisibusiso.
And then somebody comes and says, hey, you know, my brother, you made a mistake.
Bese kuqhamuka umoya athi yazi mfowethu uphaphalazile.
And I think, wow, this brother's against me now.
I thought it
was blessed. I thought it was so good. And the Lord Jesus says, yes, but I want it to be better. More richer, more fruitful, more tastier. It's not what I expect it to be.
Ithi inkosu Jesu yebo kunjalo kodwa akwenele ngifuna kube ngcono kunalokho kubunambitheke kahle kube kuhle kunalokho.
You know, we can spend hours, and I can spend hours because I understand what it means to be grafted and to prune. You know, when I started avocado plantations, 1983, Besnobaba, with Uncle Reverend Stegan, we were down here below the Rondao. That's where we planted the first trees, and I read up and I thought, well, this is an easy tree. You know what? It won't take so much attention. You know, we can do very well with it.
Inkathi siqala ukutshala ihlahla kaKwata phela ngenzansi nobamfundisi kwakhona omunye ubaba wayekhona mangifunda ngathi hayi kululu ukwenza lento ngeke isihluphe sizoyenza kalulu.
But when the years go by, suddenly you wake up to reality. You know what? It's much more work than you can ever imagine.
Kodwa ngokuhamba kweminyaka usuphaphama ubone ukuthi umsebenzi mningi kunalokho obukucabanga.
And so it's with our life.
Kunjalo nasempilweni zethu.
It takes time. It takes time. And if we are patient, we'll harvest that which God has for us.
Udinga isikhathi, uthatha isikhathi, uma sibekezela, siyafinyelela kulokho uNkulunkulu asibekele khona.
You know, and if you're a person who always sees the wrong of others,
uma wena umuntu obona kubi njalo kwabanye,
and what could be done better,
nokuthi nakho bekungaba ngcono mhlambe.
It just shows you your fruit can be much better.
Kuyakukhombisa ukuthi esakho isithelo singaba ngcono kakhulu.
Looking at what others do wrong and right.
Yeka ukubuka kwabanye ukuthi kubi noma kubi.
Show us through your life what God can do.
Sikhombise ngempilo yakho lokhu
uNkulunkulu angakwenza. It's so easy to point a finger. It's so easy to find fault. But in the same breath, then show us what God has done through your life.
Kululu ukubona amaphutha ukhombe kwabanye kodwa ngaleyo ndlela veza wena eyakho impilo uNkulunkulu.
It's so easy for you to write all negative in your eyes. It's easy to write and show the whole world. But please, then show them also what God has done through your life that we can be silenced by your big mouth.
Kululu ukubhala utshela umhlaba wonke konke okubo kwenziwa abanye kodwa awuveze ngempilo yakho lokho kwenziwa uNkulunkulu empilweni yakho ukuze sibone sithule singaphikisani nawe.
And we'll keep quiet and we'll respect you when you tell us how many souls have got converted, changed totally from heathendom to Christianity, and then we'll shut our mouth.
Siyovala imlomo sithule uma ungasitshela usikhombisa ukuthi mingaki imphefumulo esiguquliwe yaphendulwa yaba ngamaKristu.
That I always say, let them speak. They haven't spoken enough. The cup isn't full yet. It isn't full yet. It needs to be filled to the brim for God to act.
And that's
why a person learns over the years, be careful. Be careful what you say of that person or of that person. Because God will take that very person and ask him one day about your life.
bakhuluma izigcwali inkomishi bese uNkulunkulu ethatha isinyathelo ngoba njalo ngihlale ngisho ukuthi umuntu akaqaphela kushoyo ngalowa nangalowa ngoba ngelilanga uNkulunkulu uzothatha yena lo muntu amlinganise nawe.
It's easy to talk, but it's very difficult, nearly humanly impossible, to pick up the feathers that have been spread. And that's the dangerous part.
Kulula ukukhuluma kodwa kunzima ukucishe kungenzeki ngokobuntu ukubutha zonke lezo impapho umuntu asuke
esayisebenzisa. Now in verse 3 it says,
Ivesi lesithathu lithi,
you are cleansed and pruned already. Think of it. The Lord speaks to his disciples and says, you are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I've discussed with you.
Ithi nina senihlanzekile ngezwe engilikhulume kinina, iyifundiso enginitshene khona sekunihlungile.
Yeah. You see, he says the very words I speak to you, they help cleanse your life. They help prune your life, but you neglect those very things and you take them lightly.
Uthi lamazwi kanye engiwakhuluma empilweni yakho iwona ayihlungayo ayihlanzayo kodwa wena uyawadelela.
And maybe somebody comes, says something to you, and you're offended.
Mhlambe kufika umuntu ashinto kuwena bese uyakhubeka.
And you don't stop and pray.
Awumi bese uyakhuleka.
And now I'd like to look at some examples which the Lord Jesus used when he spoke to his disciples. In Matthew 16, the Lord was telling them how he's going to go and has to suffer and be crucified. And the Lord doesn't waste his time and doesn't waste his breath. He says to Peter, Peter, behind me, you're a devil to me. You hear that? Those were words of pruning, words of cleansing for Peter. And if Peter wouldn't have accepted them, friends, he wouldn't have become what he was. Maybe Peter thought he's important. Whatever he says is, you know, somehow he thought, well, I'm the guy. I can say what I want. And I say only also good things. He means it well. But it was contrary, total contrary to what the Lord Jesus was trying to teach them.
Upethu kubaka amukelanga lamazi wengeke abe yilokho agcine yikho mhlamba ubecabanga uphethu uthi hayi yimi phela mina mangikhuluma ngikhuluma kuyikhona wengahlosile
futhi okuthi. Peter, I'm pruning you now. Get behind me, Satan. And if Peter would have been obstinate and would have been offended to the core, let me tell you that he would have never been a branch. He ended up like bearing fruit.
Kodwa uJesu wathi Petro ngiyakuhlunga ngalamazwi uma uPetro engazange wamukela enhlizweni yakhe wengeke agcine ayilokho agcine.
In Matthew 15 there came a woman to the Lord.
OkaMathewu isahluko seshumi nanhlanu
kwathi wafazana. And she asked for help. She was serious, upright, and said, Lord, I need help. You know, and the Lord said, you're a dog. Think of it. You're a dog. Why must I take something which belongs to the table, to the master's table, and give it to the dogs?
Kungani kumele ngithathe okusetafuleni lomuntu umnikazi wezinja ngilahle ekuphosele njeni?
She could have got up, ran out of the house and said, wow, that's an evil place. But the Lord used his scissors, his pruning shears, and said, all right, you want to follow me? This is how my terms work. If it was sore, it must be terribly sore to be called a dog.
Lento kufanele ubiye abahlungu ngempela ukuthi abizwe ngenja.
But she didn't go against it.
Kodwa azange amelane nayo.
She just bowed.
Wathoba.
And you know what?
Uyazi kwenzekani?
Immediately, I would say fruit was born.
Kwase kuzaleka isithelo khona lapho.
Because she bowed.
Ngoba wathoba.
God has put us here to help us to be able to bow, not to live a holiday life, not to live a cushy life. He puts us here to live a life that he can prune and work through.
uNkulunkulu usibeke la ukuze sifunde ukuthoba, hayi ukuphila impilo nje ngcebeleka sitamase, kodwa ukuze sikwazi ukuthoba sitshone phansi.
What would you have reacted? What would you have done?
Wena ubuzokwenza njani?
What how would you? You see, if we are not and there's no connection between us and the vine dresser and between us and the grafted vine, friends, that's where the problem lies.
Uma kungekho ukuxhumana phakathi kwethu nomlimi nalomvini okuyiwona wona singaxhumene nawo inkingi iqala lapho.
And I said that's the most important relationship to be grafted to that vine. To be grafted and to stay there. That is of utmost life and death importance.
Iloko kubalekile okusemqoka kakhulu ukuthi sibe abaxhunyiwe kulomvino kuyiwona wona impilo nokufa kuncikelana.
Another example.
Esinye isibonelo.
A mother came to the Lord.
Afika umama enkosini.
And said, Lord,
wathi inkosi,
my two sons.
Amadodana ama mabili.
I want them to sit on your right, I think in their right hand side in heaven.
Ngithanda ukubahlale ngakwesokudla sakho ezulwini.
Think of it.
Awucabanga.
You know, mothers always look the best for their children.
Njalo mama bahlale beyifunela ukuphambela ingane zabo.
But the Lord didn't give her what she wanted.
Inkosi ayizange nje ivele imnike lokho akufunayo.
And it, you know what? Maybe the heartbreaking thing is this.
Mhlawumbe okudabukisayo
lokho. She sought the best for her children.
Wayefuna ukuphambili efunela ingane zabo.
Not all the children.
Kodwa hayi zonke ingane.
You worried about your children.
Wena ukhathazekele zakho
nje ingane. Your children.
Unakekele zakho nje ingane.
But all the children?
Kodwa ezinye ingane?
The ones you despise?
Lezo zibukela phansi.
The ones you've got no time for?
Lezo ungenasikhathi nazo.
The ones maybe you don't even have a 5 cent for?
Mhlambe lezo ngeke uyinike ngisho uzuka.
And you know the Bible says the other disciples became, so to say, angry, upset by what this mother demanded of the Lord or wanted of the Lord.
You
see, for them, position had a place. These boys must have gone to the mother, sorry to put it that way, and gone to the mother and said, Mother, you know what? Can't you pass this on to the Lord?
Bathi mhlambe uma wabo ma akwazi ukuzidlulisela
inkosi. See, mother, I don't know. Sometimes you marvel over mothers. They've got great hearts. They're the backbone of a family. But sometimes they've also got a weakness which is contrary to what the Lord wants.
Oh mama bahle kabi baphambile emndenini kodwa kwesinye isikhathi banobuthakathaka obuphambanayo nenkosi.
But what was the problem?
Inkinga bekuyini na?
Position.
Isikhundla.
What is my position?
Siyini sami isikhundla.
Why is that person like that and why is that person treated like that and I'm not treated like that?
Kungani usibani bane phathwa kanje nalo ephathwa kanje mina ngingaphathwa kanje?
Why can that person always go with and I can't? I've never been asked. They overlook me.
Ingani usibani bane yena ahambe nabo mina ngikwaza kaze nokuthi bangicela ukuthi angihambe. Bayangeqa.
And the Lord Jesus taught them that we have to be the servant of all.
Inkosi uJesu yabafundisa ukuthi kumele sibe yincebo
zabo. If you want to become great,
ufuna ukuba mkhulu.
If you want to be something in life,
ufuna ukuba uthe empilweni.
Then become the servant of all.
Iba yincebo yabo bonke.
Take your time.
Zinika isikhathi.
To help others.
Ubasiza abanye.
Take your time to bless others. Not to show how great you are and how important you are. The Lord immediately, you see that shoot? It came out and immediately he cut it off. And he knew, my children, they'll be obedient and won't be hurt if I cut it.
Hayi ukuthi ubakhombisa abantu ukuthi ubalekile umkhulu kangakanani kodwa ube yinceku yabona leli gatsha lathi liyaqhamuka inkosi uJesu yalibona yathatha isikele yalinquma yazi ukuthi izingane zami abantwana bami ngeke bakhubeke mangikwenza bazothoba.
In Luke chapter 9, I'd like to read it.
Oka Luke isahluko sesishiyagalolunye kuthiwa
verse 23.
Ivesi amashumi amabili nantathu.
And this is another pruning shear, another place the Lord needs to cut. If the Lord calls you and he speaks to you, but you listen to man, you don't know what your end will be like. You know that girl that was called to China to be a missionary? But the parents and the father didn't want the child to go. And the father said, no, you are my only child. How can you go? You can't go, my child. It didn't take long. The child got sick. And the father lost the child. You see, it's not worth it. If that child would have been obedient and would have gone to China, can you imagine what that family would have become like? You not only destroy yourself, you destroy your own family by your disobedience. And he said to all, if any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself. Now I'll read the Amplified. He must disown himself, forget, lose sight of himself, of his own interests, refuse to give up himself. He refuse and to give up himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me. Conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. You see, read it up. Read up Luke 9:23. That is the branch the Lord is looking for. That is the branch that will bear fruit.
To our city, Gubo Bonke, Uma Muntetando, Guzemvaguam, Magazdele. Atabatis Pambanosake, imihla angilandele, azidele, azikhohlwe yena angazazi, ilokhu inkosi ekufunayo uma sifuna ukuthi siyilandele.
Just listen.
Awulalele nje lokhu.
If any person wills to come after me,
uma umuntu efisa ukungilandela,
you can't dress the way you want to dress.
Awukwazi ukugqoka ngendlela othanda ukugqoka ngayo.
You can't do the things you want to do. You can't dress yourself like somebody else tells you to dress. You've got your own conscience. You can't stand one day before God and say, well, you know, Lord, I dressed this way and this were the consequences, but because I was told by my pastor or I was told by that person, this is how we should dress. God will never accept that. He'll say, what did I say to you?
Awukwazi ngelilanga ukuma phambi kaNkuluNkulu uthi ngagqoka kanje kwaba yilo umphumela ngoba ngangitshene umfundisi ngangitshene lo kodwa uNkuluNkulu uzothi mina ngathini kuwena.
Even if you are told, you know what, you must go to that shop, buy the clothes from that shop, at least you look smart. You know, there's a word that I would have used today, but I won't use it because of children. But you know what you look like when you want to appeal to others. There's a name they use. There's a name they use. And now you got a dress so you can appeal to others?
He says,
let him deny himself.
Uti magazdele.
Disown himself.
Are you prepared?
I'm asking you. Are you prepared to give everything, to put everything on the altar because of Christ? That's your own will. You'll disown it. You'll lay it aside because of Christ. To refuse and give up himself and cleave to me. But whoever would preserve his life and save it will lose, not only lose it, friends, you'll destroy it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will preserve and save it.
Ngakuba ilona lo lathi othanda ukusindisa ukuphila kwakhe uyakulahlekelwa yikho. Kepha olahlekelwa ngokuphila kwakhe ngenxa yami uyakusindisa.
So the Lord was tightening the bolts on the, put it in a human terms, on the disciples and saying, all right, now we've come this far. Now there comes a time where you've got to deny yourself. Set aside your own interests, your own will, and do what I tell you.
Manje la sibona inkosi ifika la ithi khona kubafundi bayo ngokobuntu iqinisa amabhawodi ithi kuzofika isikhathi la kudinga ukuthi uzidele ukhohle okwakho ubhekane nokwakho.
And the Lord says, if you seek first my kingdom, if you seek first what I want of you, he says, I'll add on things you never ever thought is possible.
Ithi inkosi uma ufuna umbuso wami kuqala ufuna wona kuqala ngiyokwengeza izinto empilweni yakho ongakazi uyicabange.
But some people are told.
Kodwa abanye abantu batshelwa
kanje. Now what? You know what? You want to become a missionary? You must learn. You must have you must have something. You must be educated. You must be able to have some papers to show that you've already studied something in life. You've got a medical aid, you've got to pay, you've got to earn something. And let me today say, I think many young people across the world, mainly in Europe, have lost their calling, totally their calling, because of the fact that Christ wasn't put first.
Uthiwa hayi kudinga ukuthi ukhokhele imedical aid nalokho kuyisidingo kodwa ke ngisho ukuthi abasha abaningi balahlekelwe ubizo labo ngenxa ukuthi uChrist akabekwanga wabasemqoka kubona.
Now Christ never said you've got to do this and you've got to be educated. He took a Peter that was totally uneducated. He was a fisherman. Is there more down-to-earth person as a fisherman? I don't think so. But he chose him. And then he chose Luke, who was a doctor, and he put them together.
Inkosi uJesu ayizangisho ukuthi abafunde kodwa yathatha uPetru ongafundile umdobi nje umuntu ophansi yayisithatha uDokotela uLuka yabafaka ndawonye.
Test yourself. Are you prepared for that pruning? And if it has done already in your life, why have you shrunk back? Why have you withheld that which God wanted to do in your life?
Ake ungitshele wena uzimisele yini ukuhlungwa. Uma usuhlungiwe empilweni yakho, pho uhlehlelani, ubuyelelani emuva.
And ultimately, another example, Christ can use even death. Somebody maybe close to you passes away. Somebody that maybe you loved or you were so one with. And the Lord says, you know, so and so. I'll take so and so because I want to work in your life. That person has been pruned. He's clean, but your life isn't. And I need to prune that life.
But
things don't change in our life because we are not willing to be pruned. We are not willing to be made new. But you know, now this is the words that are striking and stern. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, he cuts away.
No, I could
say so many things still. But these words Christ spoke after Judas had been cut off. And although they didn't understand it maybe at that moment, but they stood it in time. A branch that stops bearing fruit, he says, I cut off. Why? Judas was warned a few times. We don't know, maybe many, many times. The Lord Jesus just put a hint. Judas, not using his name, don't steal.
Judas,
the love of money is death. But Judas wasn't willing that thing be cut off. Judas persevered in what was wrong. Imagine such a thing. How many times don't we hear about pornography? How many times don't we hear about gossip? An Israeli came to me one day and he said, you know, Dietmar, there where we all live together, you know what destroyed our community? It says one thing, gossip. Gossip is a poison that destroys totally and brings utter death. But Judas wasn't prepared. He wasn't prepared to bow himself and to listen to the Lord and allow those pruning shears to cut it off. If you had an immoral life and you still live an immoral life and the Lord warns you, guaranteed, if you don't cut off and destroy that, it will destroy you. But now, I won't read it, but in John 13, we read where the disciple washed the Lord Jesus' feet. Jesus said to them, anyone who has bathed needs only to wash his feet. What a secret.
Yeah.
Moses, take off those shoes. It's holy ground. The contact with this world, the contact with anything of this world needs to be washed. That's why the Lord was telling his disciples also, wash each other's feet, help each other. And there he warned, he says, you are all clean. Just think of it. Imagine the Lord comes, you are clean. But not all of you. Not all of you. It's frightening words. So the Lord was teaching his disciples, you are clean. You grafted to me. You one thing lacks, wash your feet. Think of such a life. I don't think we always understand what the Lord is trying to tell, to say to us. But we are called to a high calling. And you know, the Lord was teaching his disciples, let somebody else help you wash your feet. Don't wash them yourself. It doesn't work like that. Get somebody else to help you wash your feet. Because you ukusiza kuthandazela ukuthi zibe clean.
This is so simple. I understand it. If God says, if my feet are dirty, I must quickly rush to someone and ask him to wash my feet, because that person loves me, he will pray for me and wash my feet.
And that's why he says, I will continually prune you every day. Think of it. And something happens, some mistakes happening, things go wrong, the Lord's pruning something in your life. And whoa, whoa, if you don't bow and listen.
Manje inkosi ithi ingakho ithi ngiyakuhlunga usuku nosuku isikhathi nesikhathi makukhona okwenzekayo empilweni yakho iyakuhlunga uma ungakuthobeli maye kuwena.
I had much, but I think this is food for thought. This gives you time to think and be before the Lord. Let the word not just go in here and out of here, but let it work in your life. Work. You don't know what God wants of us, but we must be prepared today to allow his word to teach us and to mold us.
Bekuningi bengingakusho kodwa ilokho engingagcina ngakho ngithi asihlanze asibuke sivumele izwi likaNkulunkulu lisebenze. Khona ngithumelela indaba
izo. I'd like to end with it.
Thanda ukuphetha ngayo.
Now you listen.
Anilalele.
There was an old granny.
Umuntu omdala lo gogo
sekhulile. This granny loved to go to church. She loved her Lord Jesus.
Ubethanda njalo ukuye enkonzweni ithanda.
All her life she would go and attend the services.
Impilo yakhe yonke ubeye enkonzweni.
That's how her family knew her.
Umndeni ubumazi kanjalo.
Not like you.
Hayi njengawe.
Got an excuse not to go.
Onazo zonke izaba zokungaya enkonzweni.
And even the grandchildren started to notice, but granny, granny wants to go. She's got a love for God's word. But when the granny would ask the grandchildren, come along, let's go to church. They would have 100 excuses. No, I can't go to church. Granny, you know, I've got homework. You know, granny, you don't understand. There's so much pressure on us today. I tried it once in my life, and I got it right. When we were on the way to church, I said to my parents, I had no headache at all. I can't go to church today, so left me in the car. You see, parents, you believe everything your little angels say.
Yeah.
And then one day the grandchild came to Granny. And he said, Granny, what did you hear in church today? What did the reverend say, the pastor say in church? And the granny thought, and she thought, she hadn't forgotten. And she thought for a moment, because this boy was laying a trap now. Because you know, when you get older, you do sometimes forget. It's a different life than what you imagine it to be. When I look at my parents today, I say, but woe if you treat them bad in their old age and you don't care for them and you get others to care for them. And the granny thought and she prayed. He says, my boy, you know a sieve. Now there's a sieve. If you want to bake something, you've got a little sieve, you shake it, isn't it? And the flour falls through and the bad stuff stays behind. Yeah. He says, now my boy, a sieve, if you take it and you put it under running water, But one thing is sure, my boy, that water washes the sieve.
ukhona ongaqinisekiswa mfana ukuthi lawo manzi ayasigeza isifo.
Yeah. Although the water runs through, but it's washing the sieve. It's cleaning the sieve.
Noma ngabe lamanzi ayangena adlule kulesi sefo angashali kodwa ayasigeza.
But you're not so old yet.
Kodwa wena ukabi mdala ngaleyo.
But does that pruning cleanse your life?
Kodwa lamanzi ngabe ayakuhlanza ngabe lokuhlunga kuyayihlanza impilo yakho na?
The vine dresser does it because he wants not you, not I, he wants his kingdom to grow.
Umlimi uyakwenza lokhu hayi ngobe efuna mina noma wena kodwa ufuna umbuso wakhe ukhule.
Boss Ronald.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngakho konke sesikuzwile.
We thank the Lord for everything that we heard.
Kuningi futhi esingahamba siyozindla ngakho sikwetshise.
And there's much that we can ponder about and chew the cud, as it were.
Ngoba kuningi okuyisifundo okuhle.
There are many good lessons that we have learned.
Thathe nje umvini uwodwa nje ungafunda okuningi ngomvini.
Just take the vine on its own. There's much that we can learn from it.
Ngegatsha ungafunda okuningi.
You can learn much about branches.
Ungafunda okuningi ngesivini noma ngesihlahla esigraftiwe esixhunyiwe. Ubuka leso singaphansi esinempande nesingaphezulu. Kuningi ongakufunda kuloko.
You can learn a lot about that branch that has been grafted, where you see the rootstock and then you see that branch which has been grafted into it.
Nokuhlanzwa ngezwi isimanga leyo ndawo.
And to be cleansed by the word. That is wonderful.
Enhlizweni yami uma umuntu evila phela ukuya enkonzweni noma ukuba senkonzweni kusho ukuthi lo muntu uhlala engcolile nje eyidixa nje.
I thought of it this way. If you are lazy going to the service, that means you are a dirty person.
Angifisi ukwenaba kakhulu kulokho ngoba kuningi nawe okuzwile ngikholwa ukuthi uzophuma la ubambile uhambe kwetshise uphile ngakho.
I don't want to say much because we have heard so much that we can ponder about.
Ukuba sendaweni yokumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngilalele izwi likaNkulunkulu kuyamsiza kuyamphilisa umuntu kuyamhlanza kwenza ukuthi athathe isinyathelo athi ngigeze ngihlanze.
That we can be in God's place, that we can listen to God's word and that he may cleanse us.
Kunkumbuza indaba exoxwayo nesifundo esihle unogwaja mhlambe wena uyazi ngenyindlela indaba yonogwaja neselesele noma ixoxo.
It reminds me of the story, maybe you know it differently, but of the rabbit and the frog.
Bekujwayelekile njalo ukuthi ixoxo leli noma iselesele liphume emanzini lihlangane nonogwaja baxoxe.
It was often that the frog would come out of the water and would speak with a rabbit.
Ngelinyila nginogwaja ubuzi iselesele, hawe mngani wami, wena yini njalo wena uhlala emanzini wena kodwa uncolile nje wena ugcwele insila kodwa uhlala emanzini wena.
And the rabbit said, you know, you frog, my friend, why is it that you are always in the water but still you are dirty?
And
the frog says, no, my friend, there's something, you've just got confused.
The
frog said, I didn't come into this water that I might be cleaned. You've got things wrong. You're confused. I didn't come to be clean.
Sisendaweni kaNkulunkulu la, sisemishini la, sithola inkonzo usuku nosuku. Bese kuba yilowo ongathandanga kuye enkonzweni ke ngalelo la.
We are here in God's place. We receive God's word every day. day, but then there are those that opt to not come.
Kukhona ukuthi umuntu angahlala engcolile esemanzini, esendaweni kaNkuluNkulu, lapho engagezwa khona usuku nosuku ahlanzeke, kodwa ahlale engcolile.
Some choose to stay dirty. They are in God's place. They are here when they could receive cleansing, but they choose to stay dirty.
Mhlambe na usho njalo uthi hayi angizange ngizogeza mina.
Maybe you have also said, I haven't come to be cleansed, I just stay here.
Mhlambe wena uthi hayi angizange ngizogeza mina la. Ngazosebenza mina la.
I didn't come to get cleansed here. I just work here.
Mhlambe wena uthi hayi angizange ngizogeza mina la. Nazalelwa la mina amehlo amavuleke ngila angiyazenye indawo ngingane yalaphe la mina.
I haven't come to be cleansed here. I'm a child of this place. My eyes are open. I am part of this.
Noma phela kunjalo ukuzalelwe la uyingane yala usungethobe pho uvume uthambise inhliziyo usale usugezwa ngoba siyageza.
Yes, maybe you are a child of this place. Maybe you grew up here. But have you humbled your heart that you may be cleansed? Because we are here to be cleansed.
Ngoba kuyichilo khona lokhu ukuthi ngathi ngisendaweni kaNkuluNkulu lapho sigeza khona kodwa uhlala uyidixa endaweni kaNkuluNkulu lishunyayelwe ivangeli imihla namalanga usuku nosuku.
Because we are at the pool to be cleansed, but maybe you just want to stay to be that type of person, just dirty.
Uthi Jesu, mina ngingumvini, nina ningamagatsha.
Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
Nina senihlanzekile ngezwi engilikhulumile kini.
And you have been cleansed by the word that I have spoken.
Ayakhulunywa amazwi kaNkuluNkulu usuku nosuku. Asivume sithambise inhliziyo sigeze.
God's words are spoken day after day. Let us agree to it and let ourselves be cleansed by it.
Futhi sivume sithobe sihlale emvinini ukuze sithole impilo, sincele impilo, siphile, sikhiqize okumnandi, okunambithekayo. Impilo ethokozelwa uNkulunkulu.
And that we may bow, be humble under it, that we may receive it and that it may cleanse us all the time.
uNkulunkulu akabe nomusa kithi.
May God be gracious to us.
Asikhuleke.
Let's pray.
uNkulunkulu wethu omuhle, siyakubonga ngezwi lakho.
Our Lord, we want to thank you for your word.
Siyabonga ukuthi uyasikhanyisela ngalo. Ukuthi uma sihlala kuwe wena ungumvini oyiwona wona sofumana ukuphila okuyikhona khona.
Lord, thank you that you have made it clear to us that if we stay in the vine that you will give us that life.
Nokuthi ngalo izwi lakho singageza, singahlanzeka, singangcweliswa.
And that through your word we may be cleansed, sanctified.
Sisize uNkulunkulu wethu ukuba singavumi ukuhlala singamadixa.
Lord, please help us that we would not stay people that are just dirty, but that you may cleanse us. We ask this all in your name because of your grace.
Amen.
Amen.